On this episode of Off Course Agility, my first for 2024, my topic is planning. So my topic for this episode is planning, and I really kind of wanted to get an episode of the podcast out for this year of 2024, since I'm recording this on February 28th, and I'll probably release it on February 29th because it's kind of unique. And it does kind of mean that the podcast has made it into its fourth year, but we'll see if I ever make it to the next time we get to a leap day of February 29, which would be 4 years from now. Since who knows what the next 4 years will bring to me or to my dedication of doing the podcast. And I think you all realize I don't release as many episodes as I have in the past. Part of that is just my personal choices and life choices. But going along with planning, one of the things with planning, you have to look back. And last year in 2023, I went to some trials and Trace did okay. And I've discussed it before that Trace and I, we do okay. I'm not currently really taking any classes, and I really didn't take many. I did go to Lisa Schmidt's seminar last year, but really I didn't do a lot of training or classes with him. So Trace has the knowledge he has, and we just go and do the best we can when we go to trials. But looking forward to this year, I do want to go to trials, and I have at this point dropped my first entry in for attending just one day of a trial coming up, which would be Skyline. But I know that the entries are very light. So as I've discussed, my area around here, trials that are close to where I live haven't been doing too good, especially NADAC trials. Let's limit it to NADAC trials. Haven't been drawing and doing that well recently. So whether the trial will happen, I will see. But, you know, at the beginning of the year, I don't know what you do, but I do look, kind of go to the NADAC calendar, look ahead and see what trials are out there. See how that aligns with my possible times that I want to take some time off, and coordinate with my sister, who has a much rougher time in getting days off because her employer pretty much she has to like allocate her whole year's worth of vacation right at the start of the year. And that really stinks when it comes to, you know, a lot of things, but any type of vacation and any type of going to trials. So, you know, you do need to plan, and you need to see what you can do. So, as I say, I don't know what you do, but my first thing is to kind of look at the NADAC calendar and look forward and see what's there. And then I think about, you know, classes. And currently, my planning on taking any classes with my boy, it's probably not. Probably not going to. Not at least in the first half of the year. So anytime we go to a trial, I'm going to just take what he gives me and be happy and have a nice time. At least that's the plan. So seminars, I'm not aware of any that I'm going to go to this year. But, you know, if I see anything come up and I can work it into my schedule, I'll see if I can do it or not. So my planning is that. And I'm a guy who, like, you know, like I said, I'll probably release this. I'm recording it on February 28th. I'm probably going to release it on February 29th because it's kind of unique. I like unique things. So, you know, it only comes around every 4 years, except if you have one of those odd years where you don't have a leap day. Which probably won't happen in my lifetime. And So to release the podcast on February 29th would be really cool to me. So that's why this is going to probably be a really short one. And I'll probably release it after just a quick recording of some thoughts here. And it'll be fun, as I said, for me, just to see that February 29th on the date of the release of the podcast. And it will be the first episode for season 4 of the Off Course Agility podcast. And part of the reason I decided way back when to call it Off Course Agility podcast was because I figured I wouldn't always be talking about agility, or it wouldn't always be at a trial or whatever. And I've said it a number of times, I would like to get some guests, and I will pursue that. I will try to get some guests going forward this year, but the first half of the year, I'm a little busy. And I'll share, I decided to take a different class. So I'm actually taking a class on learning how to be a drone pilot. I thought it would be fun and interesting thing to learn about. I've always had an interest in aviation. So I'm at the stage right now of just learning about the rules in the aviation for the drones. And at this point, I'm almost ready to go take the test, because you got to go take a test through the FAA. You go to an independent testing center. So what I'm looking to do is get actually a drone pilot's license. There is such a thing. If you fly a drone recreationally, you don't need a license from the Federal Aviation Administration, but you do need to take a short online study course called the TRUST. I really am going off course here this time. So if you fly a drone, you need to take that course if you do it recreationally. But if you want to fly a drone and make any type of money, you need an actual drone pilot's license. So I've been doing that, and that's going to take me all the way through April, this course I'm taking. So I'm going to be a little busy. So the podcast is, you know, not a priority in my life at this point for that. But I will, I'll try. I'll see what I can squeeze in here and there. So going along with planning, I haven't planned it out real far. My sister and I have consulted, and we always like going up to the Northeast Agility Trials up in Vermont. So our plan is to go to, most likely we'll go up there in May. And I think there's a May trial, and I think there's a June trial, and I think there's an August trial. I think they have September, but I don't think that was in our plan, because unfortunately, Leanne can't get September off. So, and it's like 4 hours to get up to Vermont from where we live in New Jersey. And say 5 when you make a stop or two. So you really want to have a day ahead to get up. And, you know, it's usually a weekend trial, so you want to go up on the Friday, and usually you want to come back on the Monday. So it does take some time off. So the May trial, the June trial, and the August trial, it's at least on the agenda of our plan to see if that happens. But as I was saying, I like unique things, and I'm just about to drop an entry into a trial for out in Western New York. Never been out there to the, I think it's the Four Seasons Agility Trial in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So it's a new site, never been out there. I do have our RV, and you can camp at that center, and they supposedly have hookups for RVs. So the plan is that we will go out there. Could even end up being where my sister might run her dog, her new puppy, Violet, for the first time. We'll see if that comes to be or not. But it could happen. We have to figure that out quick, because I'm going to drop my entry for Trace soon, because we want to lock it up. And part of the reason of that is, being unique, it will be the first time I go to this trial, but the trial just so happens that it's the weekend before the total eclipse of the sun. And the total eclipse of the sun will be going right over that location on the Monday after the trial. So our plan is to just go to the trial. We'll probably leave that site on Monday morning. The plan is to stay there Sunday night and then leave Monday morning. The eclipse doesn't happen until like the afternoon of April 8th, Monday, April 8th. So our plan is to then head east a bit. We actually have some relatives in the Finger Lakes, so we may try to hook up with them. We may try to just park at their place and watch the eclipse there with them. But we haven't coordinated that all yet. But our thought is to stay up in the New York zone where the total eclipse of the sun will happen. Now, when you plan something like that, the weather's damn important. So who knows what's going to happen. If it ends up being a totally overcast day and there's no way in heck it's going to clear, we'll just come home. I'll be very upset because I don't think I'm going to have a chance to see another total eclipse of the sun without traveling to another country or something. I frankly don't know when the next one is. I know there was one last year, but it was out in the western U.S., and I didn't see that one. Even here in New Jersey, if I was to stay home for it, it's not total. It wouldn't be total. I think it's about 90-some percent down here in New Jersey. But the actual path of totality does cut right across western New York. And actually, then it goes up into Vermont. I don't know if the lower Vermont area where the Brattleboro era, I don't know if it's that. I think the totality path might be a little above that, not 100%. But so it comes across, I think, Pennsylvania, Ohio, up into western New York, across New York, and then up into Vermont. And frankly, I don't know where it goes after that. Probably does go over to Canada at some point. But as I said, it's around 3 o'clock, I think, in the afternoon that the totality happens. So that's our plan. I'm looking forward to it, but it's really weather dependent. So actually, I don't know if I have that much more to say. And I've been a little disconnected from NADAC lately, so I don't even know what's been going on there. Haven't looked at the NADAC site too much lately, other than trying to plan a bit for what this year will bring. But that's our plan. And at the moment, looking forward to it, going to maybe going to just one day of a trial coming up in March. That would be nice if I can get there and if it happens. And then the beginning of April, looking to go to that trial out in New York where I've never been. Hopefully that works out. There's a lot of things for me to get done before I can do that because my new RV, it's just sitting there. I mean, you know, I start it up, I move it a little bit here and there, but it's been winterized, so I got to get it ready and unwinterized. And believe it or not, early April in New York, you never know. You can have a freak snowstorm. So if anything bad happens like that, there's no way I'm going. Won't go to the trial and won't go to the won't go and see the eclipse either if that happens. But I'm hoping for good weather, hoping that it's decently warm. The nice thing about the trial location, which I've never been to, it's actually inside. And in general, my guy Trace has done okay when we've gone to Skyline inside. He does sometimes do a little better in an inside location. I think that's the only place I've ever run him inside. So it'll be a first for him. It'll be a first for me with him in a place I don't even know exactly what the surface is. I think it's kind of like an AstroTurf thing. You know, back in the day when I ran my first dog, Dino, I had gone to a number of places where we were, maybe had three or four places that I remember being inside. Some were like barn places, and some were like either like almost a carpet, and some had like an AstroTurf that were inside. So, you know, personally, I've been in a number of different places, and I know Dino, I always felt Dino did good inside. So I'm hoping that Trace also is like that. And the other thing that I'm hoping is that my sister, Violet and Leanne, that they get to start going to some trials and running too. And as I said, it's possible she may debut at this trial up in New York if it all works out. We got to work on some things with Violet yet. Got to work on some leashing her up, recalls. So there's definitely work to be done. And that's all part of planning. When you need to start planning for a year, you have to plan for what you're doing and what your dog is doing. And in regards to my sister and Violet, she is taking classes, so she is going to classes, still learning to do that agility and doing sequences and having a good time, making it fun for Violet. And Violet, based on the reports I get, is doing okay. But I know my sister has a big concern about her recall ability and maybe the dog going a little zoomy and then trying to get her back. Because as much as it happens to a lot of new dogs, you don't want to hold a trial up while your dog's doing zoomies. And you want the dog to come to you so that if they do zoomies, eventually they will come to you. And Violet, being a beagle, she's very independent. She's one of the most independent dogs we have. She's a good dog, and I like her a lot, but she does have a bit of an independent streak. So we shall see what comes and goes with Violet this year. But we're hoping for good things. So I think I'll take a quick break, and then I'll probably come back and just wrap it up with a few thoughts about a few other things. It'll be a quick one, as I said, because I want to release this on Leap Day. I'm back after my little break, and I'll say that during the break, I listened to the first part that I just recorded. And I realized I made a few mistakes there. We gotta remember, it is my first episode of 2024. So let's correct the record a bit on the few things I noticed in my mind that were wrong. First, this is season 5. This episode will mark the 5th season of the Off Course Agility Podcast. Wow, 5 years. And that's the type of thing that always goose me up because I started in 2020, and a lot of times with numbers you get thrown because, okay, it's 2024. I started in 22. That's 4. Yeah, I've had 4 complete seasons. So this episode marks the beginning of the 5th season, which is good to know. The other thing is, I said when I was talking about the trial that I'm going to go to in New York, I mentioned New York a bunch, but it's actually Lancaster, New York. So many times in my life, I've been to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, that I think when I said Lancaster, just immediately went to Pennsylvania. But the trial is in Lancaster, New York. But I think that was pretty clear when I was talking about where I was going. And certainly the Eclipse goes through. There's a good portion of western and the upper part of the state of New York that the Path of Totality will be going through. Now, just a quick thing. I received some information. This podcast, since the beginning, I've always used, well, it started. First used to be, oh, now it's so long I can't remember what it was called in the beginning. The company or the app that I use to record the podcast, I can't remember now. But a few years ago, it was acquired by Spotify, and now Spotify has sent an email saying that they're changing the tool. I've always done this. A lot of the podcast is done via an app, via an iPhone app. And I've gotten an email saying they're changing things somehow. I'm not exactly sure what that entails. It seemed to imply that the app might be changing. If that's the case, I will have to figure out how to record and do things in different ways. I mean, it was clear they're still going to be in the business, but it seemed like the iPhone app might be changing. If that's the case, I will have to change a bit. So we'll see down the road if that has any effect on the podcast or not. Just mentioning it. Just mentioning that for future reference. But I'm still doing it the way I have been up until now, which is recording it and editing it and doing a lot of it within the app that's called Spotify for podcasters. And it really bothers me. I can't remember what it used to be called. I know it began with an A, but I can't remember all those years. I can't remember now what the name of it was before. The other thing is, as I always say, I would encourage everyone to follow the podcast wherever you get it, either on Apple or Spotify. Speaking of changes, I've mentioned that I listen to some other podcasts, and I have varied interests. One of the podcasts I've always listened to is it comes from Sky and Telescope, and it's just a very short podcast that comes out just at the beginning of the month, every month, and they talk about the sky for that particular night. And I think it was probably at the end of last year, the podcasting site where people would get podcasts, Stitcher pretty much went out of business. And on this other podcast that I listened to, and the guy does this spiel about where you can find his podcast, he says, and Stitcher. And I'm thinking every time the last few months since this year, January and February and December, because I'm pretty sure Stitcher stopped somewhere late last year, he goes, Stitcher. And I'm like, Stitcher doesn't even exist anymore. So I know you can't get it there. But if you follow us on Apple, if you subscribe on Apple, or you follow us on Spotify, or wherever you find us, I appreciate it. I encourage you to follow, because I am so sporadic in when I release an episode. It's the best way for you to know when a new episode is available, and you get it right away. The other thing is that if you have any comments, suggestions, or you want to be a guest, please, if you want to be a guest, please send me an email at offcourse@optimum.net. offcourse@optimum.net. And that email address is always in my show details of every episode. And now, just for a real quick wrap here, said all my normal spiels there. I'm just going to have a little fun right here, because I am going to release this tomorrow, which is Leap Day, which only happens every 4 years. I didn't think to do it when I first started. I know I had an episode in February of 2020, I think, because that was the year I started. But this year, this one's going to release on February 29th of 2024. As I said, we'll see if I'm still even doing this in February of 2028. And as a fun fact, and since I am in some ways a number guy, but I can goof up since I can't even keep track of how many seasons I've had, Leap Day happens every 4 years, as most people know. And it did happen in the year 2000. But there's a special rule that a lot of people may not be aware of in regards to Leap Day, that it does not happen on years that end in 100. So in, let's see, we're at 2024, so I doubt I'll be around or on the face of this earth, but in 2100, February, we'll only have 28 days. February of the year 2100, we'll only have 28 days, because leap day does not happen in years of 100, except when that year is evenly divisible by 400. That's why I like this. It's such a weird rule. So that is why back in the year 2000, we did have a leap year, because you divide is it 500 or 400? Now I forget the rule. Anyway, either way, it divided in the year 2000. So I don't know when the next 100 year is that we won't have it, because now I forget whether it's every 400 or 500 years. I think it's 400, but don't quote me. Anyway, a few quick things about leap day. I think most people know there's a lot of it seems to refer to bachelor men, which I am. So according to an old Irish legend, or possibly history, St. Bridget struck a deal with St. Patrick to allow women to propose to men, and not just the other way around, every 4 years. This is believed to have been introduced to balance the traditional roles of men and women in a similar way to how leap day balances the calendar. Take it for what it's worth. And in some places, leap day has been known as Bachelor's Day for the same reason. A man was expected to pay a penalty, such as a gown or money, if he refused a marriage proposal from a woman on leap day. In many European countries, especially in the upper classes of society, tradition dictates that any man who refuses a woman's proposal on February 29th has to buy her 12 pairs of gloves. The intention is that the woman can wear the gloves to hide the embarrassment of not having an engagement ring. During the Middle Ages, there were laws governing this tradition. These leap day facts. Wow. And then leap day babies. Babies born on February 29th are all invited to join the Honor Society of Leap Year Day Babies. That's got to be interesting if you have a leap day birthday. You know, the whole thing. Like, you don't even turn one for 4 years. Anyway, oh, wow. But it's great if you always want to be young. According to the Guinness Book of Records, there are leap day world record holders, both of a family producing three consecutive generations born on February 29th, and the number of children born on February 29th in the same family. Wonder what that record is. Not researching it. And just to give credit, I am on a website reading this stuff, and it's called timeanddate.com. I don't want to be accused of plagiarism. That's where I'm getting this source material from. And then in Scotland, it used to be considered unlucky for someone to be born on leap day, just as Friday the 13th is considered an unlucky day by many. Greeks consider it unlucky for couples to marry during a leap year, and especially on a leap day. However, it's interesting. I just read an article somewhere online or in some sort of newspaper online somewhere that implied that February 29th was a good day to get married if indeed you don't like to celebrate anniversaries. And it's easier. It's probably a lot easier not to forget your anniversary if you're born. If you get married on the 29th, I mean, how are you going to forget leap day? My God, it only comes around every 4 years. And then leap day is also known as St. Oswald's Day, named after the Archbishop of York, who died on February 29th in 992. His memorial is celebrated on February 29th during leap years and on February 28th during common years. I didn't know years with that were not a leap year were known as common years, but that's what you get from this website. Anyway, I think that's going to be a wrap for me on this one. I said I'd keep it short, and I do want to release it on leap day. You can see I'm having a bit of fun with this one. So as always, if you, unlike me, are going to a trial soon, mine still won't be for at least a month, I wish you happy trialing.